Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies and love and compassions. Thank you for sending your helps into our lives. Thank you for blessing us with physical and spiritual blessings. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the understanding of your word you have given to us. Thank you for your truth that is changing our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for uprooting the things you have not planted in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you for changing us into the kind of person you want us to be. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the grace to grow spiritually that you have given to us. The grace to know you more. The grace to know you very closely that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for that grace. We also thank you for all the prayers we have prayed here before now that you have answered. We thank you for the healings you have performed in our lives through this program. And not just healings, even the deliverances you have done in our lives. We thank you because your power has done mighty things through the water we do pray upon. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we are here today to meet with you again. And because we trust in you, we trust in your faithfulness, we trust in the greatness of who you are. Meet everyone here at the point of their needs. In the name of Jesus, we have not come to seek you in vain. We know that as we seek you, we will find you. Oh Lord, help us to be found by you. In the name of Jesus, have we in our midst. Take your place in our midst. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. Once again, we're going to be looking at a topic titled The Healing Anointing. The Healing Anointing. The Healing Anointing. And after that, we're going to going to prayers. I know some of you might have read a lot about the healing anointing. You might have read many books that teaches on the healing anointing. Yeah. I might say things that you might have already know. Yeah. But maybe not everything I will say is what you already know concerning the healing anointing. Now we're going to be looking at the definition of the healing anointing, and then the operation of the healing anointing, and then the benefits of the healing anointing, the definition, the operation, and then the benefits of the healing anointing. Let us look at Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 10. It's a common scripture. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. I read how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I read again how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The definition of the healing anointing. What is the healing anointing? Now, here is a simple definition of the healing anointing. The healing anointing is a touch of the Holy Ghost. A touch of God's power. instant healing in the lives of sick people or oppressed people or possessed people. Yeah. The healing anointing is a touch of God's power. A touch of the Holy Ghost. Just as we have seen here, it says how God anointed Jesus Christ. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So God gave him the anointing, the healing anointing. Yeah, so it wasn't because Jesus needed healing. No, it was because there are people in that place, in the country he was sent to preach to, that needed healing and deliverances. So God gave him the anointing, excess anointing. Excess anointing. God gave him the anointing without measure to heal and to deliver people, as many as they are, even if they are billions. God gave Jesus excess anointing. So the power that was with Jesus and the Holy Ghost that was in him, they were the manufacturer of the healing anointing in his life, in his ministry. So the power was producing the anointing. The Holy Ghost in him was producing the anointing. And it was not for him, because he doesn't need healing, he doesn't need deliverance. It was for the people. So the healing anointing is a touch of the Holy Ghost, as we have seen here. And not only that, a touch of power. A touch of God's power that produces instant healing. I want you to take note of instant healing. So, whenever the healing anointing is in operation, there is always instant healing. Instant healing. Yeah. So the healing anointing is a touch of God's power, a touch of the Holy Spirit that produces instant healing in the lives of those who need it. Yeah, and not instant healing, even instant deliverance, because here we're told that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Yeah, so the anointing made him to do good. And what kind of good things was he doing? Number one, he was healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Those were the good things Jesus went about doing. And not only that, he was also casting out devils. Yeah. So the healing anointing heals sicknesses and diseases and also casts out devils. So the healing anointing is also the anointing that does deliverance. Yeah, it's also the same anointing that removes demons from people, that displaces demons from people's lives. Because here, the Bible says he was healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So when people are being oppressed by the devil, they do not only get sick, they also get demons from the devil. Yeah, because demons are oppressors. So Satan will position some demons in their lives to continue to oppress and afflict them. Yeah, demons are tormentors. So Satan will put those demons in their lives, in their bodies. Demons can stay in people's bodies. And demons can stay in people's souls. And demons can stay in people's spirits. So Satan will position those demons in their lives to continue to oppress them and afflict them and torment them. And of course, control them. Yeah, which is what we call demonic possession. But the healing anointing that God gave Jesus was casting out demons. Yeah, so when you attend a healing service like this, or a healing program like this, you should expect deliverance too. Because the healing anointing does deliverances, even as it does healings. Because having demons is a sickness too. Having demons operating you in your life is a sickness. Having darkness oppressing you, witchcraft oppressing you, is a sickness. Yeah. It's an invisible type of sickness. Though diseases are kind of visible type, but having demons in your life is also a sickness. Or having the powers of darkness oppressing your life, enslaving your life, controlling your life, is a sickness too. So the healing anointing does both healing your healing what has been damaged, and also it removes the demons causing the damages. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so that is the definition of the healing anointing. Let us also look at Isaiah 61. To understand more about the definition of the healing anointing. Isaiah 61. I'll read from verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 61. From verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, which is healing, to proclaim liberty to the captives, which is also healing, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, which is deliverance. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn, which is healing. And then verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Yeah, so God placed the Spirit upon Jesus. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach, anointed me to, yeah, that is the anointing. So when the Lord anoints, the anointing is to do things in the lives of people. Nobody is anointed just to sit down with the anointing and to use the anointing for his own gain. The anointing doesn't work like that. When you are anointed, it is because of the people out there that need to, number one, hear the preaching of the gospel from your mouth. And not only that, people that are in captivity, people who have broken hearts because of so many things going on in their lives. Yeah. People who are in prison that need to be set free. Spiritual prisons. Yeah, so that is why God anointed Jesus. This program is going on right now because God have anointed me to do this program. Yeah, because there are people that need his touch for healing and deliverance. So if God have anointed you, you don't sit down with the anointing, because the anointing is for people out there, not for you. Yeah. So you take the anointing to those that are in captivities, to those that are sick, to those that are in bondage of sin, to those that need salvation from sin. Yeah. So that is the definition of the healing anointing. Yeah, remember that I said that God gave Jesus the Spirit without measure. Yeah. God gave him the Spirit without measure. I want us to also look at that in John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 34. John chapter 3, verse 34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Yeah, so the anointing that was upon Jesus has no measure. Yeah, when God called John the Baptist, the anointing that was given to John the Baptist has measure. But when God called and You know, when God sent Jesus, when he called and sent him, he gave him the anointing that has no measure. And that is the difference between we Christians and the people of the Old Testament, the believers in the Old Testament days. So they had the Spirit without, they had the Spirit by measure. But we Christians, because of Christ that is in us, that is working in us, we have the anointing without measure. Yeah. So any minister of God that comes forth to preach is not supposed to preach from himself. He's supposed to preach from the depths of Jesus. Yeah, because it is Jesus that has sent us. Every minister, every true minister in the New Testament dispensation that we have now has been sent by Jesus. Because Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. Go and make disciples. Yeah, so every true minister that has been sent by Jesus should minister from Jesus. If you read John chapter 15, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. Jesus said, for without me ye can do nothing. Yeah. Jesus is saying that if you want to be relevant, stay connected to me. Say, abide in me and I in you. Yeah. So the anointing that we minister as New Testament ministers is not coming from us. It is coming from Jesus. Yeah, because without him, we can do nothing. We are the branches. He is the vine. We are the branches. You can read it in John 15. Yeah, we are the branches. He is the vine. So everything that we produce, everything that we minister, is not coming from us. It's coming from the vine. And the vine is Jesus. So we are the branches. So we are plucked. We are plucked into the vine. Yeah, so we draw anointing from Jesus and we dispense it to those that need it. Yeah, and that source that we are drawing from, according to John 3 verse 34, that source has no measure. Yeah, it has no measure. The source of the anointing that we have has no measure. Praise the Lord. And that alone should make you very excited. That the source of the anointing that will heal you has no limit and has no measure. Hallelujah. So that is the healing anointing. I read again John chapter 3 verse 34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Yeah. So Jesus has the Spirit without measure. So which implies that Jesus has the anointing without measure. And that anointing has everything that is required for you to be healed. That anointing has everything in it. So anointing is like a drug. Yeah, just as a doctor will give you a drug, some drug they produce effect instantly. Once they touch your blood system, they start producing effect immediately. Yeah, so is the anointing. Yeah. Depending on what God has put inside that anointing, once it touches you, it starts producing effect instantly. Yeah. And God has all it takes in His anointing to heal you. Yeah. So don't be like those with her belief. We say, I know God can heal all these minor diseases. But what I am having here is a big disease, is a big problem. Maybe God does not have, it does not have what it takes to heal this one. Or maybe I should not bother going about this one. That is wrong. Why do you think God only have anointing to heal simple diseases and sicknesses, and then He doesn't have anointing to heal some serious health problems? That is not the God that we serve. So in the anointing is everything it takes. I mean, in the anointing that is from Jesus. Yeah. I know some people, they go to Satan to collect powers. But I'm talking about the anointing that comes from Jesus. Inside that anointing is everything that is needed for any kind of disease to be uprooted, for any kind of sickness to be healed, including those big ones you have in mind. Oh, cancer is a very big sickness, a serious one. Fibroid is a big one. Arthritis. Yeah. Oh, blind. To go blind is a serious disease. To have your two eyes not seeing again, to have your ears not hearing is a big one. So some of us have termed some sicknesses as big ones. So we feel like, oh, they can't just go like that. It's going to cost God extra effort. And I don't think God have the time to be dealing with those big sickness. Yeah, it is your mind that is playing tricks on you. There is no big sickness in the sight of God. So whether is paralysis, that is, the person cannot walk again, whether is that an organ in the body is failing, maybe heart failure, kidney failure, or liver failure, whatever. Or maybe it's that the person is even dead. Yeah, there is no health problem that is big in the sight of God. Yeah. It is your mind that is deceiving you. Yeah, it's not big. It's the same move of God. The same move of God that is able to take away your small headache when you had headache, and then you say, God, please take away this headache. It's the same move of God also that will take away blindness and deafness and dumbness. It's not different move of God. Yeah, it's the same anointing. The same anointing, only that it's producing different effects. Yeah, it's the same anointing. Yeah, so don't limit the anointing that is in Jesus. Don't limit the anointing that God is going to use to change your life. That God wants to use to change your life. Yeah, don't limit the anointing. Yeah, we're going to look at the next one by next week. You know, I said we have there are 3 points under this topic, the definition of the healing anointing, the operation of the healing anointing, and then the benefits of the healing anointing. So today we're only going to look at the definition. Next week we'll look at the operation, and then the week that follows we'll look at the benefits. So I'm not going to rush it. Yeah, so now we're going to be praying. Praise the Lord. Now, like I said, we're going to be praying now. Firstly, I want you to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, I need your touch. I need your healing touch. touch me right now with your anointing. Touch me right now with your healing anointing. You're going to say, Father, I need your touch. I need your healing touch. I need your deliverance touch. Touch me right now. Touch my spirit. Touch my soul. Touch my body with your healing anointing. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I need your touch. The touch of your anointing that sets the captives free. The touch of your anointing that uproots sicknesses and diseases. The touch of your anointing that makes impossible things possible. The touch of your anointing that solves difficult problems. The touch of your anointing that destroys demonic oppression, satanic afflictions. The touch of your anointing that destroys slavery and torment and pains. Lord Jesus, I need that touch right now. I believe you are talking to him. Say, Lord, I need that touch. I need that touch right now. I need that touch right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Just as I mentioned during the teaching, I said the anointing produces instant healing, instant deliverance. Just as any drug a doctor might give you that starts working in your body, immediately touches your blood. That is how the anointing works too. It happens instantly. And that is how it's different from the other healing that comes through faith. Yeah, there is healing that comes through faith. But that one is for the next topic. Next week, I will explain on that. Yeah, so when healing comes through faith, it can take time. But when it comes through anointing, it happens instantly. So you are going to pray. It doesn't matter how long the problem has been there in your body. All that is required is the touch of the anointing. I don't know if you are getting the point. The problem could have been there for 10 years, for 20 years. Yeah, it doesn't matter how long. Yeah, all that is required is the touch of the anointing. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your anointing, your healing anointing upon me, and let my problems peace. Let my problems disappear instantly. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, release the healing anointing. Your healing anointing upon me right now. Let my problems disappear now, not tomorrow, not soon, but now, right now, in the name of Jesus, release your healing anointing upon me right now. Let all that the enemy has planted in my spirit, soul, and body disappear right now. Let everything going on in my health that should not be there disappear right now. Let every witchcraft spell disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, let every arrow of darkness fired into my life disappear right now. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, release your healing anointing upon me. Release your healing anointing upon me right now. For instant healing. In the name of Jesus. Let every medical diagnosis disappear. Let every cause of darkness disappear. Every cause of poverty. Every cause of limitation. Every cause of stagnation. Every cause of the enemy upon my life. Let them disappear right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have three more prayer points before I'll be praying on your water. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your healing anointing into my life. Let it locate the roots of the problems in my life and destroy the roots. The anointing has the ability to search for the cause of the problems in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, and destroy that cause. And that is what the anointing is going to do right now as you pray. Do you believe that? Place your right hand on your head. Say, Lord Jesus, release your anointing into my life and let it search the root cause of the problems in my life and destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. That your cough, if you have been coughing, I see that cough disappear. Continue to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, release your anointing. Thank you, Lord. Release your healing anointing into the place where the problem is coming from. And fix it now. Fix the problem now. In the name of Jesus. Fix the problem now. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray. God is doing operation in you. As you are praying these prayers, God is doing operation in you. Say, Lord Jesus, release your anointing into those places in my life where my problem are coming from. Release your anointing to the source of my problems. And deal with them. Right now, release your anointing to the root cause of the problems in my life. And uproot that cause. Destroy that cause, that root of the problems in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I see the Lord delivering someone that you feel tired so quickly. You feel tired so quickly. Yeah, like it's unusual tiredness. It's not as if you have done a very serious walk. It's not as though you have walked for many hours and then you feel like, oh, I'm tired now. Let me rest. That's not the kind of tiredness I'm talking about. I'm talking about a tiredness that you just walk, you just do something very little, and then all of a sudden you are just so tired and you are just dizzy, you are just sleeping. Yeah. I see the Lord removing that from you. And so shall it be. In fact, it has already happened. You are now delivered from that problem. We have two more prayer points. You are still going to... Yeah, and remember I also mentioned that I saw coughing disappeared. Yeah, maybe you have the coughing. Yeah, I saw that disappeared too. So we have two more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your anointing, your healing anointing into my life, and let it transform me into someone that no longer falls sick. So Lord Jesus, release your healing anointing into my life. Let it reconfigure my body in into a body that does not sick, that does not fall sick anymore. Let it change my life into someone that cannot be oppressed by darkness anymore. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Lord, release your healing anointing into my life right now. Let it change me into someone that cannot fall sick. Someone that cannot be oppressed by darkness, by witchcraft. Let your healing anointing give me immunity against all attacks of the devil. Let your healing anointing give me immunity against all manner of diseases and sicknesses, against all kinds of attacks of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Let me never fall sick anymore by the reason of your healing anointing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. Remember that we read in Isaiah 61, where it says that God has anointed me to open the prison for those, to open the prison for those that are in prisons to come out. So right now, the anointing is going to come upon you. And whatever prison that you have, you're going to come out. Yeah, it says, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yeah, that was what Jesus said in Isaiah 61. Yeah, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So the healing anointing is going to come upon you right now, and you're going to come out of whatever prison that the enemy has placed you in. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your anointing upon me right now to bring me out of every prison darkness have placed me in. Release your anointing upon me right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Release your anointing. Release your anointing. Thank you, Lord. Release your anointing to bring me out of every prison of darkness the enemy has put me in. Thank you, Lord. Let my body, my health come out of every prison witches and wizards have placed it. Let my soul and spirit come out of every prison Satan have locked me in. Let my destiny, my glory, my calling, my prosperity come out of every prison The enemy has locked them in. Leshete tashana magala. Nanahashija, thank you, Lord. You are free. I'm saying you're free already. You are released. You are free. You are released. You are free. The cells of your body, they are released. The organs of your body, they are released. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. No more captivities for you. No more captivities in your life. No more prisons. Hallelujah. I'm going to be praying on your water now. I'm sure you have gotten that ready. But let us pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy you have made available unto us. And you have made your mercy available unto us without measure. Thank you, Lord. You have also made your healing anointing available unto us without measure. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, hallelujah. God, I've already touched many of you already. That's what I'm saying right now. Oh Lord, we thank you because suffering has ended in our lives. And we are no longer going to suffer under the oppression of the devil. Thank you because affliction has ended. Our pains are gone. Poverty, gone. Sorrows, gone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done in this program today. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you release your healing anointing into the water your people have with them right now. Let your healing anointing possess the water. Possess these waters now in the name of Jesus. As your people take this water as they drink it or sprinkle it in their house, in the environment, or put it, add it to the water they use to take their bait. Oh Lord, let there be instant miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let there be instant deliverances, instant healings through your anointing that will function, that will operate through this water. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the enemy shall no longer rejoice over your life. It is your turn to win. It is your turn to crush your enemies under your feet. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that unusual energy, unusual, uncommon, unnatural, supernatural energy and power to crush your enemies and subdue them all and destroy them all shall possess you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Lord. In those areas you have been weak, either in your spiritual life, in your prayer life, or in your physical body, strength from the Lord has now replaced your weaknesses. No more weaknesses in your life. No more weaknesses in your life. Your weaknesses have now been replaced by strength from the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered these prayers. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, don't forget that you can also sprinkle the water if you feel like demons are operating in your environment. That is, maybe you saw it in the dream. Yeah, you have that feeling that demons are functioning in your environment. You can sprinkle the water in your environment. Yeah, since it carries the anointing. Yeah, and not only that, you can even pour it on the, let's say when you take your bath, you pour the water in a bucket. I mean, the water you use to bath, you put it in a bucket. You can have this anointed water on that water you use to bath, to take your bath. Yeah, you can just add a little in it. So these are prophetic exercises that you can use to call forth your deliverance into manifestation. Yeah, because you are desperate for deliverance. And it's going to happen in Jesus' name. So you can do that as the Spirit. As the Spirit leads you, yeah, you can add it to the water that you use to take your bath. You can sprinkle it in your environment. Yeah, because God has anointed this water for miracles, for victory. Amen. Remain.